Hamla Sauk has received this Ministry of Health requirements and guidelines for Hajj 1446 2025 three times thus far, which means the emphasis and importance to meet the requirements set out by the Ministry of Health in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia specific for Hajj. You know, so I think the key thing is there's nothing unknown to us as South Africans. However, there's a lot of emphasis on the COVID-19 vaccine for those who are over the age of 65, for those who are pregnant women, those with chronic heart diseases, those with chronic respiratory diseases, those with kidney failure, and basically chronic neurological diseases. Mm. So they are emphasizing specifically on this group. So if you have any one of those conditions, medical conditions, and if you're over 65, not under 65, then it is a requirement, it is mandatory to have the COVID-19 vaccine certificate. Mm. You got to have it. And what we are being told at this point in time by the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah, that when the operator is about to process your Hajj visa, the operator on the system is going to have to validate and confirm that you have taken the COVID vaccine and you have the certificate. If you are found to fall ill in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or hospitalized or whatever happens to you, or if there's an inspection at the airport before you depart South Africa, or when you arrive in Saudi, there's random checks being done, and if you are found without the COVID vaccine certificate, unfortunately, you will be deported back to South Africa. You and the travel operator will be in violation of the Ministry of Health requirements. So it is very serious. I know for Umrah, it is not a requirement. However, for Hajj, there is lots and lots of emphasis on this specific requirement. The other requirement that is important, but I think all South Africans are aware of, is the yellow fever and meningitis. Now, what we have seen in a lot of WhatsApp groups, a lot of communication, people without the knowledge are guiding the pilgrim. For example, you'll find Ashraf, you will go for Umrah now, mm-hmm. and nobody asks you for a yellow fever or meningitis card upon boarding your flight, upon arrival in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So it is fine, alhamdulillah. Yeah. You are now coming back to South Africa and telling the pilgrims, ah, don't worry about it, man. No one checks, no one looks at it.
Yeah.
However, for Hajj, it is completely different. I must add, when I say completely different, the last 3 years, every single year, you take Etihad and Qatar Airlines specifically, before you board the flight at O.R. Tambo International, they request the yellow fever and meningitis card. We as the South mission team last year, upon arrival in Jeddah, they stopped us and they asked us for our yellow card. And if you don't have the yellow card, you will not board a flight. They refused South Africans to board flight, and they knew that they can't get the card. So South Africans lost the money for that specific flight and had to book an emergency base with another airline and had to incur the cost. Mm. And you know, at that late hour, the cost is like sometimes 30, 40,000 men a person.
Yeah.
And you got no choice. So to prevent all these issues, we have now shared the Ministry of Health guidelines three times on our WhatsApp community, WhatsApp groups, social media platforms. So we have put it out to the operators as well, and we've asked them to speak to the pilgrim. We do have a bit of a concern. We have just under 100 pilgrims at this point in time in South Africa who are over 65 and who have not taken the COVID vaccine. At this point in time, there is no COVID vaccines available in South Africa. We are trying to source it from overseas. And if we come right, inshallah, they will have to take the vaccine. If they don't come right, the onus will be upon the operator and the pilgrim to decide whether he or she is still going to take the risk of going to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia without the requirement. From Saudi side, there is no leniency on this. If there's a requirement by another government, by another country, we need to abide by this requirement.